Ian Ball, SIPFA International Chairman, former CEO of IFAC and Central Financial Controller of the New Zealand Treasury, where he was responsible for the development and execution of financial management reforms elements, of which have subsequently been widely adopted internationally. Dr. Ball will offer insights on what Greece needs to be a successful turnaround. Now we will hear comments by Dr. Ian Ball.
There are lots of views about what Greece needs. What it doesn't need is more tinkering, more incremental change. The management system of the Greek government is broken and it needs fixing. It needs a 180-degree turnaround. What it currently has is the lowest ranking in Europe on Transparency International's Corruption Index and an accounting system that appears a relic of the Ottoman Empire. A turnaround is not business as usual, and it can be achieved only with good numbers. Without good numbers, you don't know where you are, and you don't know if you're getting where you want to go. Without good numbers, you might think your primary balance is plus 4%, when in reality, it's minus 13%. You might think you've not made your country worse off, when your decisions have cost it 40 billion euros in less than a year. If you're trying to run a government with complex financial arrangements, and you're using the equivalent of a checkbook for your accounting, you're not going to make it. If you can't measure position and progress, you can't manage them either. You'll know why the accounting reforms that have been unsuccessfully attempted 6 times already are the critical success factor. This means Greece needs a finance minister who can deliver a turnaround, who understands what is needed, and has the expertise both to deliver it and to make people understand why it is important. Someone with a very firm grip on economic reality and the skills to change that reality. In other words, a very experienced, very skilled manager who can taste the satisfaction that would come from making Greece a country that adds value to Europe.